Chances are pretty good that within the last week, everyone in this room has eaten an apple. Whether it was fresh or processed into sauce or fermented into hard cider, they are kind of a primary component of the American diet. And we can argue until we are blue in the face about whether the best variety is Honeycrisp or Macintosh or Pink Lady, but really what it comes down to is that we all want the perfect apple of our favorite variety. Surprisingly, that's not the most easy thing to produce. Whether it's insects, disease, Mother Nature, it's kind of a miracle that any good apples appear in the market at all. But unfortunately, one of the biggest challenges is often the tree itself. Apple trees tend to set a lot more fruit at the beginning of the season than they can successfully ripen by the end of the season. And that excessively large crop load results in apples like the one you can see here on the left, which are small, they're green, they're starchy, they're hard, and they don't taste very good. But unfortunately, we also have the opposite problem. If the crop load is too light, you end up with apples like this. They're really large, they don't store well, they have post-harvest diseases, and the flavors are watered down and very bland. Primarily, this has been managed throughout history by thinning, which is decreasing crop load. And traditionally, that's done using, well, I shouldn't say traditionally. The most commonly, that's done using chemical thinners. Those are either plant growth regulators or other pesticides that stress the tree just enough that they drop their excess crop. The other way this has been done historically is through hand thinning, manually going in and taking excess fruit out of the tree. It requires a lot of labor, requires a lot of money, and it's not generally done anymore. However, chemical thinners, research into thinning practices is really important. It helps growers manage their crop in times when environments are changing and rules are changing. And that's one of the primary reasons it's important for us to look into non-chemical thinning alternatives. Chemical thinners are subject to a lot of regulation, and particularly with changing consumer preferences, we've started looking more at non-chemical thinners. So as we, whether it's in the form of us manually going in and breaking out fruiting buds, or there's a practice called string thinning that kind of requires beating the tree with a thing that looks like a giant weed whacker, it's going to be a pretty common thing, I think, for non-chemical thinners to be the way that you get that perfect apple in the future. Thank you.